Pop the Glam Pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Hey, this is Julie. You're listening to The Julie Tussey Show today, and we have the most awesome guest for our program. I have a friend that I've known for almost 24 years, and we have the best time when we get together on the phone. It's always been like this, and so we're going to add a little segment to our program called, and now it's time for Stacy Dime. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Julie. How are you, darling?
I am good. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for letting me be on your program.
Oh, my goodness. Like I couldn't not have you. Is that how you say that? I couldn't not have you. I had to have you on the program because you and I, we go way back, and you're still in Michigan. I'm down here in Kentucky, but you're still in Michigan.
I know.
That's where we met, but I want to tell everybody that the way that I met Stacy, it was pretty funny because Stacy is this little tiny teeny beauty queen with dark hair and big blue eyes and freckles on her nose, and she's just absolutely gorgeous. Of course, we were both quite a bit smaller at that time, but when I met Stacy, I was actually in a church. I used to do Christian music exclusively for a very long time, and I was in a church, and I was singing, and I saw Stacy, and she was every bit as wide as she was tall because she was like 20 months pregnant. Weren't you, Stacy?
Yes.
20 months pregnant. But from the moment we saw each other just about, we just have been attached at the hip. And I tell you, we've gone through kids and marriages. We've made inventions together. There's nothing that we just about haven't done. And so we need to share, Stacy. This is why we have to have you on here. We need to share this wisdom and this life knowledge that we have because we have lived through so many things. We have lived through so many things.
Definitely. And not only that, Julie, but remember, we have gone through the exact same things in our lives as sisters have.
Yes, exactly.
It's just
so many similar things.
Crazy. Yeah. Exactly. But even though there have been times in your life and my life where we have been separated, it's as if the moment we do see each other, no matter what we are going through in our lives, we pick right back up as if we have always been there with each other. It is the most unusual and yet wonderful friendship I have ever had.
Exactly.
It really is.
Yes. I mean, yes. I can talk to you. And not talk to you again for 6 months, but I know if something happened in my life and I needed you, I could call you and you'd be there and vice versa. So I love that. So, but I want to talk
about
a little bit about when we first met. We actually did some touring together, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The best. Yes, the best years of my life. My pastor, obviously, at the time, saw something in me that he wanted you to rub off on me. And, of course, I thought I was traveling with a superstar. And, honey, I had to get all my shoes and outfits ready. And, yes, we toured together, and my life still has never been the same.
No, it has not. I know we have had so much fun. I do remember, and this is really important, ladies, for you to know, because when you've done as much as we've done, you have a history with some pretty funny stories. Yes. But Stacy was actually a beauty queen. You were Miss Muskegon, weren't you?
Yes. And Miss Michigan. And, of course, I'm 5 foot two nothing, and they line you up by your city. And, of course, I had to walk down with Miss Monroe, Kehlani Ray Rafko, who won Miss Michigan and then went on and took the title of Miss America.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Are you serious?
Yes, I am. And those judges didn't see me. We look like, you know, I was in her shadow, Julie, the whole time.
Well, you're so short. How could you not be?
Well, I'm telling you, I came up to that beautiful woman's navel. No one saw me. No one even saw me.
They were like, Stacy who?
Exactly. Or where, we have this contestant written down, but has anyone seen her? Really?
Oh, my goodness.
We've got her written down, but the judges were like, where's Muskegon? We have Monroe, but has anyone seen the short one? No. No one saw me.
Well, no. If they would have seen you, they would have known how beautiful you were. And when I met you, I was coming up into the beauty queen thing a little bit. I'd been working on it real hard. But, you know, I grew up, my dad, when I was born, would not believe I wasn't a boy. And he made them take my diaper off and prove to him that I was not a boy because he was a man and he was going to have a son. Well, as a result.
No, honey.
Yes.
That would have never worked with you.
No.
You were a beauty queen.
Well, by the time I met you, but before I met you, though, I grew up in the country and I carried my own gun. I carried my own knives. I had my own motorcycle. And my dad, he raised me like a boy until I was about 16, I guess, maybe 15. He had me going fishing with him and he wanted me to put a worm on the hook. And it just about made me want to throw up. And I just said to him, I said, Dad, I just cannot do this. So when I met you, you see, I needed to help to become a beauty queen. It was perfect timing that you came into my life because from Stacy, I need to announce this. I, Julie Tussey, learned about the wonderful life of girdles.
Oh, honey, they're your best friends.
They were then. Now today they would kill me.
Well, you have to be careful. At my age and at your age.
Which is 29.
Get my girdle. Yeah, 29. And honey, I've been that age now for 3 years.
Yeah.
But now when I go to get my spandex out of my chest of drawers, when I have to go to like a wedding, the funniest thing happens, Julie. I pull out the drawer. They literally react now. They see me coming toward them. They literally scream and dig as fast as they can to get to the back of my drawer. And I can hear them saying, please, please, oh Lord, no. Please. I cannot bear it anymore. I cannot bear it.
You know, so you know, it's crazy.
They, yeah.
It's girdles are a crazy thing. Like, I don't know if anyone else has Spanx, but I have some Spanx. I don't wear them often because now I'm just free to be me. But when I do actually put one on, what a nightmare. I mean, if men had to see what we go through to be so smooth and beautiful and beauty queenish and elegant, they would run. They would run.
Oh, I'm telling you. And then when you do go to a formal outing or a wedding or something that you need to get into a nice gown so you have to wear them,
mm-hmm.
then you have to fight going into the bathroom. heaven forbid.
Oh, my goodness. I
because
know.
I have to take that beautiful gown off, and then I have to fight with the spandex. And, honey, I take that girdle off, and then everything falls out. Honey, it hits the door. It hits the sides of the stall. Everything goes blah, 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 blah. And it's going bam, bam, bam. It's hitting everything.
Well, that reminds me of a story. Can you tell me the story of, now that you've been 29 for 30 times, I want to know the story about when you were when you were clapping your hands.
Oh, honey, we were at some kind of event, and it was time to give applause. At the end of the
performance.
And I heard someone else next to me, but they weren't applauding. But, Julie, I heard someone else applauding next to me, but they didn't have their hands up. And I thought, okay, where's this extra applause coming from? Honey, I was applauding from my hands, but the back of my upper arms were flapping away too. I'm saying, I had my hands going, and then the upper arms were flapping, so they were going peach, 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 peach. That's it. No more sleeveless gowns for this girl. I'm done.
Because,
it's
see,
over.
If you would have had on a long sleeve shirt, it would have muffled.
It would have muffled everything.
That's right. Because
but when I saw that woman next to me, Julie, and she wasn't applauding, and I'm telling you, I heard two sets of applause going, and I realized it was me doing the double. That's it. Done. She
oh,
gone.
My goodness. The joys of womanhood and menopause and all of these things that are ahead of us.
I'm telling you, it's like, Lord, I'm asking why, but I've learned to, and you've helped me with this. You really have. I don't know how you make all your, profile pictures, you're always so beautiful and so elegant, and I'm telling you, you're going to give up your secret to me so I can make very nice profile pictures, because I'm like, doggone it all, she is so beautiful and these pictures are gorgeous on her Facebook, and I'm just trying to stick to one or two that kind of maybe trick the camera a little bit, but
it's all about angles.
Have
sister.
This magic. I know you tell me that, but I got to learn that. But yes,
oh no, we could do a whole program
now,
on selfies.
You need to do that and tell these women about that.
Yeah,
you've got a gift, girl.
Take a picture from above, my ladies. Do not take it front on, and do not look down at your camera. Always
there
look
you go.
Up.
You help. Okay. Yeah. See, you just gave information to all of us women that we had no idea. So, see, ladies, she knows exactly what she's talking about. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So you just informed all of us, Julie.
Yes. Yes. All that's the secret. You do. You want to keep your chin high and lift it up and kind of act a little snooty. Kind of keep things up where they belong, but. Hey, you were talking to me earlier. You were talking to me earlier about a subject that I read online also, and I read an article by a doctor where he said something's kind of gone awry in our society when we ask our children if they would like to do what we're telling them to do. Now, how many children do you have? Tell everybody. I know, but you tell everybody.
I have 4, and I also have 2, Bryn got married, so I have a wonderful son-in-law, and then Austin got married, so I have a wonderful daughter-in-law. So really, I count six.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah.
And you have a new grandbaby.
I do. She is the apple of my eye, Miss Isla May. And, yeah, she is the cutest thing.
She's
and she is adorable. She really is.
She's beautiful. Just like her mommy and her grandmommy.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
So what
you
was your...
You know how you go right into baby
oh,
talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what was what was your opinion? What is your opinion of the things we're seeing right now when it comes to raising kids?
I think, Julie, I'm just like we were talking, and I have seen this. I'm starting to see how society on television is starting to make parents look very foolish mm-hmm. in a way of, I've seen these fruit commercials, shall we say, and it's looking like if the parents do not obey what the children want, that the parents are having to, they almost look fearful, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not obey what their children want. And that would have never passed in our time of raising children, Julie.
Never. No.
Kids having a fit in the store until they get what they want. Oh, heck no. That does not fly.
No.
I came from Knoxville, Tennessee, as you well know.
Yes, and let me interrupt you.
Which is funny.
Let me interrupt you a minute, Stace, and tell everybody.
Yes.
We're talking to, this is Julie Tussey with the Julie Tussey Show, and we're talking to my long, long time best friend, Stacey Dime, and she's sharing with us right now. We're talking about raising children in the year 2016 compared to how we raised children when we grew up, how we were raised. So you're originally from Knoxville.
Yes. Yes, I am. And I was just seeing now these commercials, how they seem to belittle mm-hmm. the parents and let the children seem to take over and demand their parents to get them what they want.
Yes.
And the parents seem to have no control over the situation of discipline or letting them take over the parent role, which they should have.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not talking screaming and having a fit over their kids and anything like that, Julie. I'm just saying you do not let your children tell you how to run your home, your household, or anything. I can't. And the other thing I wanted to share with your group and your ladies, do you also notice, Judy, when we were younger, dinner time was the one time where we all sat down
mm-hmm.
and talked about the day that we had with our parents and our siblings, if we had them. But I saw an actual picture where everyone is down at the table, even the parents. There's no conversation anymore, Julie.
No.
It's everyone has their own phones in their hand. They're eating dinner, but there's absolutely no communication with families anymore.
Yes.
They're all on their phones. Honey, if my babies were still at home and this new technology that has totally taken over everyone, I would have a basket, I would go around the table, and I would say, phone in the basket. This is family time.
Exactly.
Now, there may be a lot of people, Julie, that may not agree with me. I'm just talking about me.
Yes, I mean, and we're all entitled to our own opinions, and
definitely, I understand that.
I don't believe in, of course, abusing children, but I do believe that when you tell your child to do something, you don't ask them to do it. You tell them to do it, and if they don't do it, there has to be consequences for disobedience. Otherwise, they're going to disobey the police when they grow up, and they're going to disobey their bosses, you know, when they should be doing what their superiors tell them. They have to learn respect, and you can ask all of our kids, when we tell them to do something, they know if they don't, there's going to be a consequence. But when it comes to, and there was no way, man, we'd get our fannies whooped. I mean, absolutely whooped. Shoot, the generation before that, they didn't even, they wouldn't even ever explain. You could be standing there and get a SWAT and didn't even know why. So things have changed, you know what I mean? Things have changed a lot, but children are children, and they are mentally and emotionally immature, and they need structure, and children feel more secure when there is structure, and I see so much out there. I really do have pet peeves about how people raise their children, but I wanted to touch on the topic of the cell phone. Gary and I will go out so many times and see. I'm talking with Stacy Dime, by the way, for everyone who's listening in Michigan, and she's one of my close friends. And we're talking about children right now. We're talking about technology, and we'll go on a date, and not only do we see entire families that sit at the same table, but they might as well be somewhere else, but that we see people on dates that do the same thing. And so when we take our kids out, and at our dinner table, they are not allowed to have their cell phone. Like, they'll have it with them, but they know not to use it or it's gone. And
good for you.
Yeah, we cannot lose human relationships. You know, texting is one thing, and talking on the phone, but and being online, social media, blah blah blah. But we want to have face-to-face time, and you have to have a relationship. Like, I could make a statement to you that you could mistake in writing, but if you see my expression and you feel my heart in it when you see me and you're with me, you understand what I'm saying. But are we going to 26?
That's awesome that you just made that statement.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, listen, it's been awesome talking with you. I miss you, and I love you, and I'm
you
so
too.
Glad that you would come on. We'll have you come in periodically, and you can tell some stories on me, and I'll tell some stories on you, and we'll see what we can do to impart some joy. But thanks again for being with me, darling. And this is Julie Tussey. We're so glad you were listening. Thank you so much.
Makes you want to kiss her. She's a big blonde baby.
Big blonde baby.
Big blonde baby.
Big blonde baby.
With eyes as big.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussey2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussey2. Thank you so much for your support.